Sisters and brothers, as we're exploring power's obsessive need to control us with stories, which are when power is under threat, as it is in this moment, largely about directing our attention into division and away from it. And so, as well, its obsessive need to both create and vet the stories we get from media of any reach, which, given the internet and our instantaneous interconnections, has scaled up this task for them, bulked the weight of it on power's back quite a bit. But they seem to have bit into it with gusto. There's no shortage, it seems, of youth without means but tech savvy, willing to believe that in serving power, they've joined the winning team, and so may partake vicariously in the acclaim awarded power's heroic project. Goring's heads up has yet to be discussed by us. His claim that if they'd succeeded, the Nazis, they'd be deemed the masters of men, i.e., that class, power, rule, has for its base conception, since its inception, the amorality of might makes right. And Alice Miller explains how we reproduce this system over the generations by implementing its child-rearing regimen, its child-rearing regime. Power's obsessive need to both create and vet the stories we get from media of any reach can be illustrated with a story that we began with that seems to work against it. The Inequality Report by Oxfam. Their response to its release may help show what I mean, as well as Power's sense of economy and its layering strategy, both sources of pride, I believe, as evidence they imagine of their superiority of mind and therefore fitness for ruling over us. Because while the notion of the 1% is a key bit of power propaganda, for instance, the latest speech by Chris Hedges urging folks to blame not the global state statesman, but rather one of the traditional buffers of power along with the police, national elites, i.e., so-called elites, i.e., the wealthy, those with padded incomes but who could never be aspirants to deification, as they have no global reach. And this story provides additional mileage on this 1% key power propaganda. But to reinforce it further and spin it completely harmless, we have right-wing pushback from Gates et al., twisting its message to say the issue is improvement, not disparity, i.e. that old rising tide yarn, which in the face of imminent ocean death, widespread drought, crop failures, and famine in water-robbed lands, and violence the plan for our brothers and sisters with strong communal traditions. In the face of this, their twist highlights how truly shameless these lost children called statesmen are. In Waking Up, in the chapter Progress, I argued that we the people are the ones to discuss and see that progress lies in our authentic unity, authentic meaning based in individual self sufficiency, and that to think these necessary thoughts, necessary for advancing the species to freedom, we need a story that is the opposite of power's.